This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats in the state legislature say they'll focus on finalizing the state budget and preparing for a possible federal stimulus in the coming weeks. Significant bills are making progress on safe gun storage and creating a National Guard-style program for health care workers. Colorado's early childhood educators are paid less than their counterparts for older children. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A new national state-by-state analysis shows 15% of the state's early educators live in poverty, a rate much higher than for Colorado workers in general. UC Berkeley's Leah Austin acknowledges policy changes can be slow.
But I think we also have to really recognize the urgent conditions people are working in today.
The new workforce index recommends more public investment to prevent the collapse of the early childhood education system. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Art exhibits around Denver during March focus on photography. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
With help from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Colorado Photographic Arts Center is making March its month of Photography Denver Festival. The event will showcase works from 500 artists at more than 100 exhibits and events at over 60 museums, galleries, and other spaces across Metro Denver. Photos will be on display virtually, outdoors, or on-site. 30 exhibits will shine a spotlight on the works of Colorado-based photographers. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado weather is sunny and warmer today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.